You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The HDFC Bank Group on Thursday announced the launch of its mutual fund and life insurance services from Gujarat's GIFT city. While HDFC International Life and RE has been set up by HDFC Life, HDFC AMC International IFSC has been set up by HDFC Asset Management Company. According to a joint statement issued by HDFC AMC and HDFC Life, the newly launched HDFC International Life and RE branch will offer dollar-denominated life and health insurance products to non-resident Indians under the brand name HDFC Life International. The products offered by HDFC Life International includes US Dollar Global Education Plan, which is designed to help parents build a dollar-denominated corpus to meet future expenses for their child's overseas education. Meanwhile, HDFC AMC International proposed to launch 6 funds, which would feed into different HDFC MF schemes covering strategies on equity and hybrids. Moving on, the resolution professional of Future Retail has sought an additional 29 days extension to conclude the bankruptcy process as the present deadline ends on Thursday. The RP has approached the National Company Law Tribunal seeking a further extension till September 15 to complete the corporate insolvency resolution process of the firm. The company said in a stock exchange update. Earlier on July 19th, NCLT's Mumbai bench had granted a 33-day extension to FRL's administrator to complete its ongoing insolvency process, and the deadline ends on August 17th. The deadline of the process was extended many times earlier. Now, a news related to highways. The pace of highway construction slowed down in July amid active season, with only 420 kilometers of highways added to the network. In April-July this year, 2,670 kilometers of highways were constructed, of which 2,250 kilometers were already built by June at monthly average of 750 kilometers a month. In the April-July period last year, 2,493 kilometers of highways were built, while in the whole of FY23, 10,331 kilometers of highways were constructed. Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari had told FE in a recent interview that highway construction was slow in May, June and July because of rains and the pace would pick up from August. For the full year, the ministry has set a target of building 13,800 kilometers of highways, which is 33% higher than what was achieved in 2022-23. The minister has said that the targets would be met this year despite challenges. In the first 4 months of the financial year, contracts of 1,125 kilometers of highways have been awarded as against 1,975 kilometers during the same period in previous year, according to the data of Ministry Road Transport and Highways. In a separate development, it's been a dull earnings season for India Inc. with a smaller increase in costs and a jump in other income saving the day. The top-line growth has been muted, indicating weak demand and the inability of companies to hike prices beyond a point. Despite expenses having been reined in, operating profit margins have seen only a modest expansion. While input costs are down at 13.4% year-on-year, employee costs have risen by the slowest in at least 4 quarters. The top-line growth for a sample of 2,589 companies grew just 2.6% year-on-year, a sign of firms' inability to push through volumes or price hikes or both. To try and protect their margin, companies have worked to rein in expenses. The softening commodity prices have helped lower costs. The ratio of raw materials to sales has dropped a sharp 246 basis points year-on-year. Consequently, net profits are up 7.5% year-on-year. Excluding other income, which has jumped 25% year-on-year, the growth in net profits would be flat. In another development, while the government is considering more free trade agreements that address tariff walls, the post-pandemic proliferation of non-tariff barriers are threatening to undo the trade liberalization plans. NTBs have come in the form of quotas, embargoes or technical regulations, standards and conformity assessment procedures that are used to ensure safety, quality and performance of goods. The key Indian exports that routinely face high NTBs are chilies, tea, basmati rice, milk, poultry, bovine meat, fish, chemical products to the EU, sesame seed, shrimps, medicines, apparels to Japan, food, meat, fish, dairy and industrial products to China. Lastly, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, on Monday modified its order against Subhash Chandra and Puneet Goenka and barred them from holding the post of director or key managerial personnel in 4Z Group companies, as well as in the merged entity of Z Entertainment Zeal and Sony Pictures Networks India till further directions. In effect, it means that they cannot hold any key position in any entity which is formed after merger, amalgamation of the four companies. This will impact Goenka's directorship post-merger of Z and Sony. Last week, the mega merger got NCLT approval. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.